headphones on. Put your headphones on.
I always think of when some musicians are recording and they always leave in the bit where they're like, turn my mic up.
Turn me up.
Turn me up. Like, is my mic on? I'm like, yes.
It's very like Eminem coded, yeah, unfortunately, not to bring him into this.
Or was that like DJ Khaled one where he's like, turn the motherfucking mic. And then like, it's on.
It's on and it's up. You are very loud. You're screaming into it. We're going to be fine.
Yeah. It's a funny little trope. Anyway, is my mic on? Are we recording? Yes, we are.
Yes.
Always.
Album mode. Studio flow.
AOD to come.
Yeah. Yes. Welcome back to Smell You Later, your favorite podcast that keeps getting dragged for small talk at the beginning from publications in Europe.
I know it was like a cheeky little roast.
It was funny.
I thought it was funny, honestly. So like we randomly got written up in the Irish Times. It was like a best podcast or like favorite podcast little write-up.
Oh yeah, I just saw the quote.
Yeah, it was like the Irish Independent. And I was like, isn't that kind of like a major newspaper in Ireland?
Cool. Shout out to Ireland.
Shout out to Ireland. And they very affectionately said that we take a while to get to it. And you know what, babes? What maybe, is a sandwich without the lettuce and the tomato?
Maybe 3 weeks ago, we were also written up in The Guardian.
Oh, it was the one you sent me?
A while back. Like 3 weeks ago when they were like, they're honest brokers, not afraid to go negative, but they know what they're talking about. I'm like, okay.
I think it was The Guardian, like UK, which is like the real Guardian.
I'm like, okay, critique is not negative. Rarely negative on the show. Yeah. They like really dragged us, but it was also at the end very complimentary. It was really funny.
It was a read. I won't call it a drag. I'll call it a read. But ultimately, I felt it was positive.
They weren't wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, like, both of those things are true.
But here's the thing. It's like, you're still listening.
You're still listening. Also, people keep telling us that, like, they just like hearing us shoot the shit. And that's not what I want to do here.
Yeah.
But if you like it,
we do it because we like to.
Yeah.
And because we just have fun shooting it. But by and large, analytics wise, to give you a little peek behind the, not a screen, in the headphones, our analytics, every time we have the most unhinged solo episodes, those get the most listens. So you know what, guys? You get what you want.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
we're giving you what you want.
You can't please everyone. I try not to think about it. But yeah.
I'm glad anyone enjoys it who does.
If you are a publication from overseas, please feel free to cover us. It is raining.
It is raining, capital R.
Jeez.
It's crying from the sky.
It is.
Yeah. Honestly, I even think getting roasted in like a major publication is like a W.
It's iconic. It's iconic.
Because it's like, there's only so many nice things you can say about a publication that will get people to be like, wow, that sounds really unique and interesting. I should definitely listen to them. But if you say that like, we're a bunch of like silly little geese.
Yeah.
Like I personally am much more likely to be like, ooh, what's that about?
Yeah.
It was worthy of mentioning, but I'm curious now.
I think also if you're in the perfume world, you probably know what you're getting yourself into by and large with Smell You Later, our successful podcast. But if you're not and you're like, oh, this podcast is about fragrance, I'm going to listen.
Yeah.
This is probably not what you think you're going to get.
Yeah, and that's totally. Okay. I do think a lot of people find us through the fragrance community or through people looking for fragrance intel.
Yeah.
And then they're like, what's all this then?
Also, just so much of reviews, positive or negative, are about expectations. We love to defy expectations. Anyway, speaking of the fragrance community, I did go to that event yesterday. Okay. I thought you were going to go too.
I'm glad.
I didn't know.
It in me. I'm sorry.
I didn't have it in me either, but still.
I'm honestly surprised you went.
I had to return something.
Felt so bad because, okay, rewind. So we, for the first time, we attended the Fragrance Foundation Awards in Lincoln Center, a very fancy black tie gala.
Can we talk about that?
In the nosebleed section.
Not even, no, first tier. They put all the editors media. And influencers media in the first tier because that was definitely the best view for cell phones. Cell phones, listen
fair.
To me.
But the first tier above the floor, like the first balcony.
First balcony. They're like, they're going to be posting content. Let them go.
I honestly don't know why we were invited.
Well, it's not the first time we were invited. It's the first time we didn't blow it off.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know what? Okay, so I was talking to Emma Vernon, friend of the show from Perfume
Room. I'm so glad we were sat next to each other.
Thank fucking God. Yeah. And I said, we've been invited. We've never gone. And she was like, why? Go. It's an honor. And it's a room you should be in.
Okay.
And I'm like, you got me there. So
I don't take anything seriously. So I was just like, what?
It's also like both her and us.
Yeah.
let me choose my words carefully. We already have all the contacts. Yeah, yeah, I think exactly. The Fragrance Foundation is great for B2B. And like,
it does feel very industry-facing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And the editors and influencers, I think, are just there for the party.
Yeah.
And they want that. I think I said to Sable, let's go once to say we did. Yeah. I'm so glad we went. It was such a nice night.
It was cool. And it's exciting to see a list of nominees. And then my loudmouth ass is, it's going to be this. And then it's not.
So we arrived at different times.
Yeah.
It started at 5 and I have a job. So it started sharp at 6:30. Like the award started at 6:30, but the cocktail was at 5 and I love a cocktail.
I know. I wanted to.
I got there at 5:45 in a suit. And it also, the dress code is black tie.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. I was like, bet. So I wore a white suit with an open shirt. I was like, you're going to get what you're going to get.
Fine.
It was fine. I actually texted Carlos Huber from Arquiste, hot Carlos. And I was like, when they say black tie, we can get away with this, right? He's like, yeah, you're going to be fine. So thank you, Carlos. But I got
love
there.
That we always talk about him as hot Carlos.
Hot Carlos, yeah. And there he was. Yeah.
Whew. He looked great.
He looked suckable.
I'm leaving that in.
He doesn't listen to the show. It's fine. He doesn't even remember coming on.
Oh, my God.
So I get to Lincoln Center and go in to the lobby or whatever. And it's obviously a big lobby. It's Lincoln Center. It is shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm fighting my way through this bitch. And I walk in about 5 feet, run directly into Emma Vernon from Perfume Room. I was like, thank God. So we hung out the entire time and navigated. Basically, we were like trying to get a drink at the bar the entire time. We had 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Me, Alex, Polly, Emma.
And oh, I missed Alex. Dang.
So I fought my way up and ordered Emma's cocktail. Then I was like, can I just get a double whiskey on the rocks? And the guy turns back around with two double whiskeys on the rocks and just hands them to me. I'm like, great. Saw my colleagues, saw a bunch of people we know. We found our seats. Yeah. You swooped in.
Yep.
It was cute.
It was cute. I'm really glad Vacation won for, what was it, like best indie luxury? I don't know.
Something like that.
I don't really understand the categories, to be honest.
Here's what I will say. I actually thought, because I was like, what is this award show going to be? I thought it was great. I thought it was a tight hour and a half.
Yeah, it was pretty tight.
They kept it moving.
It was good, yeah.
They covered a lot in a little bit of time. Yeah. The one thing I will say, I'm with you, is I would love Fragrance Foundation. I know you listen to the show, so listen up. I would love a like one-liner about what each category is.
Yeah,
because a lot of them sounded the same.
Yeah.
And we're industry, but
luxury prestige. It was like, what the heck?
It was hard to decipher the nuance, so I would love luxury prestige.
It seemed like the most broad categories were mass versus luxury.
I guess I see that in hindsight.
There was like, I don't think they call it mass, they call it popular, was funny.
There were all these big, like, mouthful category names, and then there was one that was just like, popular.
Yeah.
I was like,
women's luxury, popular. We're like, what?
Okay.
And then I'm like, popular by whose metrics? I don't understand.
There was one consumer voted one, was cool. I can't remember who won. But it was awesome. Some of the presenters, each presenter presented 4 or 5 awards in rapid succession. Vera Wang was the first presenter looking unreal. Dapper Dan, Jackie Ina, Legend, and Laverne Cox. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I'm missing some people, but...
Fragrance. Okay, I have the categories and winners in front of me. Fragrance of the year, popular, men's, women's, universal. That is what Vacation After Sun won.
I'm really happy that After Sun won.
Yeah.
I think that's a really...
That was really cool. I feel like they were a little bit of an underdog, so I was like, oh, sick.
People love Carlos and Rodrigo.
Again, don't know what the popularity is based on, but okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was cool.
Consumer choice. Popular. There's Consumer Choice Prestige and Consumer Choice Popular. No idea what that means. Bath and Body Works won for Consumer Choice Popular, which of course they did.
I know that's right.
They did. For Consumer Choice Prestige, Burberry Her Intense by my guy, Aurelien Guichard, won.
Yeah.
That was like, and it's funny because the original Burberry Her was Francis Kurchon.
You're right.
And so I'm like, oh, I wonder why they didn't have him. Maybe it was like a weird conflict with his Dior contract.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But I feel like Aurelien was just like, just dunk a strawberry in it.
You know what I learned?
Yeah.
I think we already knew this.
Yeah.
But I was at, maybe I was with you, but fragrances will sit at the big houses like a Givaudan, an IFF, whatever. Mm-hmm. Formulas will sit for years and years before they get pulled and sent to market. Like sometimes they'll be making something for a certain brief and it doesn't really fit, but it's good. It's just not what they went with.
It just goes in the library.
Exactly. And so they could be, I was talking to a perfumer that they were like, I was obsessed with what I made and it got shelved. And then 10 years later, it got pulled back out and brought to market. I'm so excited. It was so cool. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, that's crazy.
It was nuts. It was nuts. But the awards were cool. I think we'll go again if they don't blacklist us for this episode. And
I'm only going again if we're invited to the dinner. Don't make me sit there for an hour and a half and not feed me dinner.
You got to start a brand to be invited to the dinner.
I don't want to.
I met Jackie Aina after.
You met Jackie Aina.
I was like, I'm not getting
You were
out
like,
of here.
I'm getting a photo.
I didn't even get a photo. I just wanted to talk to her. I saw.
She was so lovely.
Oh my God. She was. Yeah. I gushed. I was a little starstruck, but she just is gorgeous, and her personality is so beautiful and radiant as it is online. Like, how awesome. It was just like a full circle moment for me because I've been watching her for so long. And when I tell you, I was down bad 6-8 years ago just watching her at 3 a.m. and then I did a bunch of copy for her brand, and then I got to have that face-to-face with her. That was really nice. Saw a lot of our friends there, so
yeah. I'm so glad I met Christina from the Dry Down Diaries.
A real one. She, Emma, and I got a quick drink afterwards, which was cute. She's so cool. She actually, I don't have them on me, but she has branded blotters.
Yeah, she gave me one.
Sick.
They're
okay.
So nice.
So cool. It's so, what a good fucking
idea. What a good idea.
Yeah.
I know.
She was so cool.
I know. That's why I was bummed that I missed the Stell event, because I was like, oh shit, I can't hang out with you guys after tonight, but I'll see you guys at Stell. And then
it's okay. It's okay.
Things happened.
I get it. Met Sir Candleman.
Oh,
lovely. Yeah. Angel. Lots of cuties there.
He's based in LA, so I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
People
flew in. Funmi Monet.
Yeah. Did Funmi also fly in?
Funmi is starting a brand in Sephora.
Is that like new information, or is that out there already?
It is out there because I don't know. Let me not speak on what I don't know, but she is very much doing it. I don't know if in partnership is the right phrasing, but Sephora.
Because she did release a fragrance with a skincare brand.
Yes. It's called Let Me Not, but it's very heavily, Sephora's in the bag with her, in the kitchen with her, whatever. Yeah. But she herself has talked about that on social, so that's not new information. Okay. Yeah, can't wait to see what that is.
Yeah.
It's just like cool to see people in person.
It is. Also, everyone's so nice.
Everyone's
like really nice.
Fragrance is a really nice movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's really friendly.
I did go to the Stell event for Clue. So,
how was it? I was hoping, did you get a sample?
Girl, when I tell you I bought it,
okay, I really love
you. Get two tequilas in me and I'll buy anything. Yeah. I'll buy a car. No,
they're not super expensive.
They're not super expensive.
Yeah, yeah. It was Dandelion Butter.
Dandelion Butter is the new Clue scent. It comes out very soon. They had an awesome event at Stell. And Clue is a Midwest brand. It's very heavily Wisconsin influenced. And with my medicine tenure, I find that very endearing. And really like the people behind it. There's a lot of intention that goes into everything. Oh, I brought you the zine. Hold on.
Oh my gosh. Yay. I wish you brought the fragrance so I could smell it.
No,
it's okay.
I'll tell you why I didn't, though.
I do have to pop by Stell anyway, so I'll smell it when I go.
I'll tell you why I didn't bring the fragrance. Okay, so cool girls would call this the zine. My dumb marketing pilled ass would call this collateral, but this is the Dandelion Butter.
I think it's both.
Zine. And
actually, I feel like they did, because when they mailed me samples, it also came wrapped in a zine. Oh, this is so cool.
Isn't that cool?
I want to do a zine.
So did you, they had a really big sculpture that was meant to look like dandelions forming the shape of their bottle carved out of butter, which was dope.
Wait,
and then
can you like take a video?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do things where we post collateral of the things that we talk about that they can't see on our Instagram when we post. So I can be like, this
we're engaging, girls. I feel like, because you're backlit, we'll do it after.
Okay.
Let's try it. Cool. So they had that cool statue. And then they had a, what do you call those things that you like look inside?
What?
A terrarium? I don't know. But what the coolest thing is that they.
Things that you look inside.
I don't know what I'm talking. I'm sorry. So say this is their box.
Like
right?
A tableau or like a vignette. Sure. Okay.
But for the event, if you bought a fragrance and their carton is the size of a box of butter you buy at the store,
box
of four.
I did see that on your.
They
when you posted,
wrapped
yeah.
it
oh,
in
so
like that sort of translucent butter wrapping, and so it looks just like a pack of butter. It's so
I
fucking.
Love
and
that.
I don't know. I was sitting there. I was about to leave, and I was like, I should support this brand. What am I doing?
What
so
does it smell like?
It is really gorgeous. It smells like it's very Clue.
Okay.
It's a sweet, earthy, like green but heady hay.
Ooh.
Like afternoon in a big open park in the Midwest where you parked your car 200 feet away and went on a walk with someone you have a crush on or alone. And yeah, it almost, in a more, to put a finer point on it, it almost smells like that, what I believe to be honeysuckle scent.
Oh,
the
I
really
like that.
Sweet.
Yeah, nectary.
Like a dry, warm, golden, grassy sweetness that I can't put my finger on what the fuck it actually is. Mm-hmm, it's like almost that, but it does have the creaminess of butter to it.
Ooh,
it is really
good.
So good. I am a huge fan of, truthfully, everything they've done this far.
Yeah.
But I think Dandelion Butter is a triumph. And again, just, I hate like world building. Lord, strike me down. But they...
No, these visuals look so fucking good.
Yeah, like the world that
so
Clue
compelling.
Builds is really spot on. I think Jake said it's a complete thought. And I was like, there it is.
That's a great way to put it.
Isn't
it's a complete
it?
Isn't thought.
It?
Yeah.
So met Laura and Caleb from Clue. That was so great to meet them. They are exactly who you think they are. Saw Arabelle, Icon.
Arabelle was there? Damn.
Yes. Noah from Amphora.
Of course.
The whole Stell crew. Yeah. It was great. So.
Damn. Now I got FOMO.
Go buy Dandelion Butter.
We also went to a Fugazi fragrance event.
Yeah.
For their launch of Orange Crush Extrait de Parfum. I think it's like not, they're not just launching the extrait, they're launching the whole scent, and it comes in an eau de parfum and an extrait.
Does it come in an eau de parfum?
I believe it does.
I agree with you that this is a new scent for them, but maybe it's just an extrait? I don't know.
Think it's both. I don't know.
They're launching another extrait that we can't talk about, but it's going to be real good. I haven't smelled this yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No, even though I went to the party. The name is Orange Crush.
Like, it smells...
Oh, wow. Oh.
I get, like, the soda. I get, like, an effervescent sugary orange.
What I like about this is that it doesn't go cleaning product.
Mm.
It's really crisp.
Yeah.
Really clean.
Juicy.
Yeah, citrusy.
It's got a nice zestiness,
but
too.
It's really shiny.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. How nice.
It's nice. It's exactly... It delivers what the name says.
Oh, I think I'm smelling it on paper, so it's not the real tea, but no, you're right. That is, it is juicy.
Mm. Yeah. If you like citrus, this is the citrus, specifically orange.
Yeah.
Someone do a, I thought I read someone's doing a yuzu something, but.
I feel like everyone's been yuzu.
Everyone's doing, I told you, 2 years
you
ago.
You did tell us.
Two
you
years
did
ago.
Tell us.
And now yuzu is popping off. Oh, that was another one. It was
what?
Another winner. The Nest Yuzu thing.
Oh, the home collection.
The home collection. Best candle and home collection of the year went to Sunlit Yuzu and Neroli Wellness Collection from Nest New York. That name is a mouthful.
We got to step away from wellness. We're well
we
enough.
We got to step, yeah.
I will say, those Nest scents, not my favorite brand.
I don't think they should do the wellness angle. I know they're doing it because they follow like corporate creed, but I don't think they should.
More like corporate greed. What is this? This is gorgeous.
I know. Okay, so in Tynan's hand, he has just sprayed and smelled.
Oh my God.
Gabar, Ludlow, Lull. Mm. It's like Ludlow in parentheses and then Lull. So I don't really know who's the main character there.
Oh my God, this smells just like a. Oh my God, I can place it. What is it?
Yeah, it smells familiar and also like new.
It smells like a weird liquid cream soap that I had when I was really little. It was like a bubbling soap or something.
Yeah. Notes they call out are orange blossom, black tea, red apple, cherry rose, sandalwood, cashmere woods, and white musk. Which, like, I'm a sucker for cherries, so I'm like, yes, please.
It's very much giving, like, heavy, heady cashmere, which I like.
Yeah. There's That's something, pretty. Like, they didn't call out iris, but there's something irisy about this.
Absolutely, yeah.
It has a kind of enveloping irisy texture to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gabar's a brand that I've seen them.
I don't know, think about them.
At Stell. I've heard a lot of lip service. People like them. And their publicist emailed me, and I was like, actually, yes, I would like a sample of that. And it's really nice.
Nice.
I feel like we're probably late to the game on Gabar, but they're great. They're lovely.
It's okay.
This kind of scent profile composition, I feel like, is a sort of succinct expression of luxury indie perfume culture. And it's something to do where it smells like an expensive store. This smells to me like a fitting room in the Row or something, like really plush carpeting and like heavy velvet drapes and
there's something sweet.
Boucle. It's giving boucle.
Boucle. It's giving, it keeps going sweet in a way that I like.
Yeah. But there is something about it that gives me that New York City luxury indie perfume encapsulation.
You know what's funny? Are you getting the fragrance conversation that you're so craving, everyone? Are you happy? You know, it's funny, as working full time for a fragrance brand now, and this is obviously something that we've talked about, but yeah, so many people equate anything that smells nice in the home, no matter what it smells like, as I felt like I was in a luxury hotel.
Yeah.
Which I think is cute. If we can bring that to
someone. The hotel narrative really stuck.
Yeah.
I also feel like maybe it's just like hotels and travel now have become so individualized. And also it's like hotels are brands now.
Of course.
So if you stay at the fucking Palm Heights, then it's, oh, like you're this type of girly.
Yeah.
And I feel like associating that with staying at certain hotels is very,
yes, like very something. Especially in a big city. It's like, are you at the Standard or at the One or at the Edition?
Yeah. Like, there's this like kind of brand identity thing going on. Absolutely. And I'm just like, I am at whoever gave me a discount or is the cheapest. For real.
I feel like when you come to New York, you book a hotel, it's like, do you want to sleep or do you want to do cocaine?
Yeah. Truly.
This is pretty. I don't know. This really is pretty. I'm mad at it. I want to call it in, but I don't want to talk to them.
I'm cutting that.
You didn't say it.
Yeah.
Gabar, please send that to me. Sable, what do you smell like today?
Okay, so I revisited a scent that you really liked. I haven't really gotten a chance to wear it on skin yet. Régime de Flore Tears.
Oh, yeah.
For no topical reason, but.
Oh. God.
I thought it was hee hee ha ha. And also, of course, I've smelled before. I remember at the Flore Eclair launch event that I went to, Aliyah followed up with me and was like, hey, did you get a gift bag afterwards? And I was like, no, why? I didn't know there were gift bags. What the heck? So she very kindly sent me the entire line in travel sizes. So she sent me 10 ml vials of the entire Régime de Flore collection, which
what a
like
kind thing to do for both hosts of this podcast.
Régime de Flore, when we talked to them on the pod, I got the sense that they're a very small operation. So yeah. I was like, I feel bad.
That makes sense.
So I was like, wow, this is incredibly generous. So I took my time going through the whole collection and I hadn't quite gotten to Tears yet. And I like sniffed it on the atomizer and I was like, oh, this is nice. But then I like just like properly wore it today and yesterday. And it's so beautiful. And I remember you were like, I really like lilac. So like, or Lily of the Valley.
Mm-hmm. I love Lily.
Are Lily and lilac similar? Or are they totally different?
You mean like
scent-wise?
Scent-wise?
Yeah.
I actually don't know. I couldn't pick lilac out of a crowd. I could with Lily though.
Okay. Because I remembered thinking that you liked it because it was Lily of the Valley. But now that I'm looking at the website, it says lilac. So I was like, who is...
Let me smell it on you.
Okay. My neck. It smells very like clean.
Very clean.
Clean and comforting. Clean, not really in a laundry sense, but in a fresh linen scent. But the linens are like this very cozy plush material it's cozy but a little bit airy, and there's like a musky sweetness to it that makes it very like sweet in like a sentimental way, not in a literal way. But they call out, the website calls out, green cognac, what is that, I don't know, pink pepper, mandarin orange, flower, like flow, not the baking material, lilac, orris, olibanum, ambergris, and musk. But I believe, based on the copy, it's meant to be like lilac is like the hero. They call it like a musky floral, which like, yes, I do agree with. And I'm not a floral person, but I think when you mix floral with musk, like I'm much more amenable to it.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is just like such a nice, comforting, clean, linear. It's like not super complex. I don't mean that derogatorily. I mean it in a nice, enjoyable way. It's just like a pleasurable scent for pleasure. And that's comforting. So. Yeah. It's like a very elegant, simplistically comforting, cozy scent.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheers.
Love.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
So I smell like something that I called in on the name. Glad nobody heard that. On the name alone, I smell like a new fragrance by imaginary authors called How to Say Bicycle in French.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
Is it Bailo?
Oh, I have no idea.
Let me Google that. I have to know.
As I've mentioned on this podcast before, I grew up in a bike store, so I thought this was a really cute name and idea. And it's, let me see.
It is Velo.
It is?
Yes.
All right. We know that Imaginary Authors also does a really incredible job of world building. And there is an entire world within all of their product descriptions, and they interact with each other, which is just really fun. But the whole world is in the name. And the scent itself is really green and fresh. Notes of sweet basil, rosemary, white thyme, clary sage, lavender, gentian oil, and Provence. I think, yeah. And it's just very that, very clean, very crisp, very bike path on the river after the rain.
Ooh, that's
and
nice.
And it's really pretty, and it dries down. It's a, it is on the lighter side a bit, but okay. It's really, I like an herb for herb's sake when we go that direction. If you tell me it's basil, I want to smell basil, sorry. Yeah. But it is more that.
Yeah.
And when it dries down, it does get a little bit more like cologne musky, but not in a way that's heavy. Mm. It's really light, and I hate wearable, but everything is wearable. But
not likely to offend.
Not likely to offend. It's like unique and precise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a real crowd pleaser.
How to say bicycle in French?
Yeah.
Why not just call it vélo? I don't know. You know what? I'm not the marketing person here. I'm not the brain behind this, but
it was a choice, but it's a choice that I like. Yeah. I like imaginary authors anyway, so I would probably call this a
like all it goes with the format convention of their names.
Yeah.
Being kooky.
So love that.
Cool.
We have been kicking around this idea for a while now, and it's two-pronged. We have our dear friend Kara is in town today.
Yay.
And also it's the beginning of summer. So we were thinking if someone had one day to spend in New York perfume shopping, where would we tell them to go? Like, how would we tell them to spend the day? And this is like the Smell You Later shopping guide, guide, or like New York guide. Yeah. We wanted to make it fun. And I love spending a day alone in New York, just traipsing around, going to wherever the hell, and centering that around perfume. So it's going to be a lot of the places we like to pop into, whether we're looking to shop or not, and some other places that we would throw into our day just naturally. Yeah,
totally. So you like had an itinerary.
I always have an itinerary.
I was like, here's a place.
So I would start, I mean, I never go uptown, why would I? But I would start, so you have to like fuel
yourself. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're going to go to the Whitby Bar, which is in the Whitby Hotel, and you're going to have two glasses of champagne.
Okay. This has already started. Okay. And
you're also going to have brunch.
Okay.
But if you're going shopping, why not be a little buzzed? So the third glass is optional. After that, you're going to go to the beauty basement at Bergdorf's.
Mm.
And it's really the only department store I'd get excited to go to when I'm lurking around for fragrance because, you're not going to find like scary indies there, but you will find things that you can't really get anywhere else by design that are exclusives and prestige and really great things to smell around, especially if you don't live in New York and you don't have access to a Barney. So, for example,
I feel like you discovered The Harmonist there ages ago.
That's exactly what I was trying to say. Yes, thank you. You did. I discovered The Harmonist there, now a brand that I really ride for. They have all the usual suspects, the DS and Durgas, the Barrettos. We've also got, brands from other places that you can't
all the luxuries.
Find. I've really fallen in love with a good couple of them.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for the prestige line from Gucci Alchemist Garden or the Guerlain Prestige, they'll be at Bergdorf's too. It's just a great space to like shop around. And I know that we don't love the idea of a fragrance kind of person, no shade, but
sometimes it's nice.
They're always really, they're not pushy, but they're always really informed about what they're doing.
They're
which
like
is great.
Fully trained to talk about all this shit. So they will know. They will know what the marketing team told them to tell you. Also, like to that end, Saks, I think, also has a really great fragrance section.
Mm.
Huge beauty floor, lots of fragrance. They have all the Guerlain. They have Guerlain, they have Chanel, they have the Louis Vuitton stuff, like the Privé stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they also have Le Labo. Mm-hmm. And a little, I guess Le Labo is an indie because they're owned by Estee Lauder now, but the perceived indie brands like that, they have Matteo Premier, they have Maison Crivelli, they have Ex Nihilo. Yeah, so they have a lot of the luxury indie, but like that's not because they're an apartment store now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fancies.
Sometimes it is nice just to go to an apartment store.
What about Nordstrom? Because Nordstrom does really push beauty as well.
Can't tell the last time I was in a Nordstrom.
I can't remember the last time either.
No.
I think if you're going to go to Saks and Bergdorf's, you don't have to go to Nordstrom.
I agree. I agree with you. No, this is your idea, so I'm going to let you take it. But is Dover Street uptown? So after your department store journeys, you're going to go to Dover Street.
Yes.
And why is that, Sable?
Dover Street has shit that you simply just will not smell anywhere else. They have the What is that fucking brand? Chipova Luena. This fashion brand. And they released fragrance. Yeah, they exclusively have the Chipova Luena fragrances. They have all the Comme des Garçons. They have, I believe they have Régime de Flore as well. But they have a lot of like cool, okay, very fashion crowdy fragrance brands there.
Yeah.
And they're like a concept store, quote unquote, which I feel like every time there's a concept store, it's just really expensive clothes from kooky designers.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, like with the, now that opening ceremony isn't a thing, I feel like Dover Street Market is the next best thing comparatively.
Yeah.
So I think they just have stuff you're not ever going to smell anywhere else. So
agreed.
They're worth a peek.
While you're in Chelsea, you definitely have to go to Comme des to smell those scents because though Comme des Garçons does some crazy shit.
They do.
And you need it, any fragrance.
They've been doing quirky before quirky was cool.
That's exactly right. Yep. And before fragrance was cool.
Yeah. Concrete. What the heck?
Toner. They've always been on some shit. They've always had a problem. So definitely go to Comme des. And then while you're midtown adjacent in the 30s, go to Ulta, girl.
Go to Herald Square.
Because listen.
Why not?
Ultas are hard to come by, few and far between in New York City. Go to Ulta, buy Cloud.
Unless you have one in your hometown.
That is true. That is true.
Then don't buy. We have Ulta at home.
The Ulta. We have Ulta at home. Okay. And then keep walking because we're doing this all on foot until we're not. I would go to the West Village because you're going to get, you're going to hit a hotbed of fragrance.
Yeah.
Brick and mortars.
Yep.
Where are they starting?
I don't know the West Village that well.
Luckily, I do. Okay. You're going to start at Aloria.
They're in Soho.
Oh, fuck me. That's right. Kidding. I do get them confused. West Village. Maybe that's what I meant.
The Nolita district.
Okay.
Nolita is like the perfume district now. Right. Unofficial.
Okay. Let's
official, unofficial.
Let's back. Okay. So then you are going to walk to, actually, wait. You are going to go to the West Village because you're going to need to eat again.
Yes.
Because by now you'll be hungry.
Yeah.
If it were me, I would go to Pastis and you would sit at the bar and have a salad and two more glasses of champagne. It's my favorite New York restaurant just because it's very that.
I never go to the West Village.
Really?
Barely ever.
It's the only place I ever want to be.
I love it when I'm invited to go there for a reason. I'm like, wow, it's so pretty here. But genuinely, I rarely ever have a reason to go there except for an event, honestly. There was one restaurant I remember going to that's on the West 10th and like Greenwich, I think. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, I was like, wow, they have the best bread with butter and jam I've ever had.
What was it?
Fuck, it was a cafe. It started with a J. Either way, it's probably just sourdough. And I was probably just in a mood where I was like, this hit the spot. Honestly, a nice crusty bread with like butter, like really good butter and jam. Ugh, there's like nothing that beats that shit.
I don't disagree.
I love a baguette.
Yeah.
Sorry if that's not helpful.
Where's the best baguette?
Ooh. I feel like you got to get it from a bread place like bakery or bakery as they call it, which I refuse to say.
Is that how they say
it? It's like, it's bakery with an I at the end. Yeah.
Isn't it IE?
No, I think it's just
I. Okay.
Bakery. I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
You'll say what you are, which I say you are.
Isn't there Vesuvius Bakery in the West
Village
too?
Yeah, the green one.
Yeah, that one's a cute one.
Yeah, Balthazar also.
Balthazar.
Yeah, for the croissants, for the pastries, for sure. All I know are like treats places. Like I don't go to fancy sit-down restaurants. I go to fancy treat places and I buy like a fucking $7 croissant.
That's what you're there to do.
Yeah. Postcard is a really cute bakery treat place.
I've never heard of it.
There, if you know what, if Nami Nori, the like Japanese hand roll place, they're owned by them. They're right next door to the Nami Nori location in the West Village. And Postcard just does like Japanese inspired desserts. Everything's gluten free, but they're just really good.
Okay.
And it's a very cute, very tiny, but very cute little shop. And you can also get like lots of those, like all those like fancy matcha concoctions, like matcha strawberry, matcha mango, matcha whatever. Like they have those there.
I'm confused. About matcha? Those. No, not about matcha, but about the strawberry matchas. Because all the strawberries at the bottom.
Yeah. You got to mix it. Ugh. You got to mix it up.
I feel like people aren't. I'm like, I see that layer.
I know. Yeah, because then you're just going to get all the strawberry. Which might also be a nice experience. Mm. I don't know. I was like, not about it. And then I had one and I was like, okay, I get it. I had, you know what I did? It was, I had a mango matcha latte at Acre in Greenpoint.
Oh, Acre slabs.
So fucking good. It's like their own homemade mango puree and then a matcha latte in that, and you stir it up. It's incredible.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is like truly such a treat.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're in the West Village. We're leaving the West Village.
We're leaving the West Village.
We're going to Nolita.
Yes.
We're going east.
Yes.
To Soho/Nolita.
Yes.
Nolita is like the unofficial official perfume district, kind of.
Okay.
It's where all the brick and mortar standalone perfume shops are.
And there are more and more of them.
So many. You got your Le Labo. You've got Aesop. You've got Diptyque, Dies en Durga. Who else? Scent Bar. Or Lucky Scent Bar. Scent Bar is there. Oh my God. Dossier opened there. Next to Scent Bar.
What?
Yeah.
They have a brick and mortar?
Yeah.
Ew.
I think it's like next to Scent Bar, like very close to it, which is a laugh.
That's funny.
It is a laugh to me. Imagine sampling things at Scent Bar than just going next door to buy the dupe.
No, literally. I'm sure they're just using that as like marketing research.
Devious. Diabolical.
Diabolical. I would start
at Aloria.
I would start at Aloria. Yeah. Definitely.
Also, you can get a fun little drink at Aloria.
Yes, you can.
Corn latte.
Yes.
You shan't be led astray.
Aloria is definitely one of our favorite brands. Yes. They were nominated at the Fragrance Foundation Awards, which I thought was cool. They left as a nominee, but they should have won. I would definitely seek out, God, so I love so many of their fragrances. I love Zhang.
Yep.
I love, is it Zhang? Zhang.
I think, I don't know. I say Zhang in my head.
Okay, sorry about this Caucasian Zhang moment.
It's the soy sauce one.
Yes. Be By My Side.
Yeah. I love Fire and I love Heaven.
Heaven. Heaven is like my original favorite.
Yeah.
Then it was Be By My Side.
Yeah.
That place is so cool.
So cool. Just even as experiencing a store, it's very cool. Mm-hmm. If you're into design, mm-hmm. It's a very cool place to take a look and walk around, and they have really interesting drinks.
Mm-hmm. Do they have a chocolate tasting too?
They have a chocolate tasting menu with the, like, they pair chocolates with the scent. So if you smell a scent, you eat the chocolate. It's a very innovative idea.
Yeah. It's also like a good date idea. No shade.
It's a great idea. Yeah. If you got a sweet tooth.
Yep.
It's a great thing to do.
After that, where should they go? I'm going to leave Dies en Durga for Williamsburg.
Yeah. I guess you could go to Scent Bar.
If you might.
If you.
Sorry.
I'm like, personally, I wouldn't. But I think if you're visiting the city, just go. I think I would much rather go to Stalin Scent Bar. It's to each their own.
No. Go to Aedas.
They're in the Lower East Side.
Oh.
We're not there yet, Tiny.
Okay, yeah, you're right. See, I'm not really, I know literally the West Village and Soho, and that's about it. Everything, I never know where I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, go to all the, I'm trying to think what other, I'm sure there are more fragrance stores there that I'm missing. The Maker Store, is that more Midtown or Santa Anita? I don't know. I think if you're interested in smelling Le Labo and you're interested in smelling like Aesop, the brands that get the lip service on TikTok, like, they're just a hop, skipping away if you're in Nolita. Yeah. Sure. Although you can also do that in Williamsburg now. Or is it uptown? Are you looking at where the Maker is?
No.
Oh, okay.
I will say, if you are looking for a custom fragrance situation, you can visit Olfactory NYC.
Yes.
And it's lovely. It's not going to be built from the ground up, note by note. It is plug and play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You pick a base fragrance that are created by principal perfumers, like Frank Vogel's got one in there, and then you pick two or three sort of accord blends you can throw on top of it for your own signature blend. I think it's really fun. It's great to do with your mom. It's great to do with the date again, and it would be a great thing to take home in your carry-on. I have one from Olfactory NYC that I did like during COVID, and I love it. It was great. God. And then
that's a cool idea.
Yeah, and they're popping up everywhere, to be honest.
I think they realize like custom fragrances are a thing. Yeah. I think there's one in Williamsburg as well.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
There is.
Damn.
I forgot where we are.
So we're in Nolita and we're going south.
Okay.
Now we're going to the Lower East Side, where you should absolutely hit up Aedas de Venustas.
Yes.
Luxury, niche brands. They have a lot of, I'm sorry. Santa Maria Novella is also in Nolita.
I don't know that one.
They're like the old, it's like they're from Florence in Italy and it's made by nuns. And they're like super, they're pretty expensive. And it's one of those, if like Nicole Kidman wears one scent, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But like you'll see them on into the gloss top shelf.
Got it.
They are in Nolita, as is Fuegia in Soho.
Fuegia. Right.
Fuegia. Just as an aside, check those out as well. Sorry. I did a little backtrack there.
It's okay.
Okay. So now we're on the Lower East Side.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Aedas. They have their own line, which is very interesting and good.
Gorgeous.
Haven't visited in a while, but they have a bunch of brands that I feel like they're not super hard to find, but they are. Like, they have that Nomenclature line, that I believe is it's one of the owners of Aedas also owns Nomenclature, and they're all about the synthetic molecules. The bottles look like scientific flasks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a lot of their scents are really good. They have a lot of slightly off the beaten track European brands that are hard to find. I think they actually do have Santa Maria Nobile as well. They have L'Artisan Parfumaire. Again, I haven't been there in a while, so I haven't checked to see. I don't know if they still do this, but I remember when we interviewed them, I think like during COVID.
Yeah.
They mentioned that it's like concierge service.
Yes.
So it's a little harder to shop in that way.
Yeah.
If you want to just like smell things and touch them, because like there's a mediator.
There's a mediator. Yeah, it is counter service. The store is very long, but the mm-hmm. counter is right up front. So you have to, it is a different experience. Yeah. Sable said, if you know what you like, it's a great starting point. But if you don't, they're happy to navigate that with you.
Yeah.
I would definitely say it is worth your time. The shop is really cute and feels very, been there for 100 years. And
it feels like a little like magical shop in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I was trying to get around the Harry Potter reference, but you're right.
Sorry. Are we not allowed to talk about Harry Potter?
No.
Okay, fine. I accept that.
Trans people exist. Apparently we can talk about werewolves and wizards, but not trans people.
The mind boggles.
Yeah, the mind reels. Yeah, like Aedas.
If you want like a lot of hand-holding, be great. If you are legitimately like, I want to invest in a really good scent, but mm-hmm. I have no idea where to start, like they will wait on you hand and foot.
Yeah. And I think they have a cat.
And they have a cat. Cat and foot.
Yes. I think you need to backtrack too.
Oh.
I mean, I haven't even been here yet, but we talk about it enough. Commodity.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Commodity has
They're relatively new. Yep. But they have their store in Soho now.
Yes. Fuck. Are you going to go to that thing?
I don't really want to. I don't care about that.
I might go.
I'll see how I feel.
Yeah. I just haven't been. I would like to see the space. Yes. Go smell Milk Personal. That is a core fragrance of this podcast. Mm-hmm. And you like Gold Bold too, right?
I like all the golds, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like a Gold Personal is the one that I am most likely to wear.
Okay.
And I have. And Milk Personal as well.
Love Milk Personal.
I really like the personal iterations or scent compositions of mm-hmm. all the use mm-hmm. concepts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like them.
It's nice.
I don't think I've smelled Milk Bold, honestly. So I am curious to smell that, but.
Remind me what Velvet smells like. Is that Iris?
Velvet is a, it's a lot of, it's a little bit like earthy and oody.
Hmm.
It's like a warm spicy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Gold is also like vanilla spice. So yes. I think that's why they smell a little similar to
sure.
me.
Sure.
Yeah.
When you're in the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
Go to Pear, Le Pear.
Oh, the clothing store. Yeah. It's, they have their own scent.
Yes, it is a fuckboy retailer.
Yes, it is.
But the scent is really nice.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I also think they have that at
I think they do have it at Stell. Yeah, I have seen it there. That's so funny.
Yeah. Are we missing anything on the island of Manhattan?
Pop by Assembly.
Yes.
Another concept store, but in the Lower East Side. So it's like a lot more trendy, I think. Still expensive. They have Sandy Liang there.
Yeah.
And lots of like really OG New York City designers, which is cool. But they are where I discovered Braindead fragrances.
Yeah.
And I smelled the Shroom Cola one.
Love Braindead. Love and Shroom Cola.
Their bottle designs are so fun. So I was like, ooh, what's this? Mm-hmm. But they do have a small but curated fragrance section.
Yeah.
I feel like all the fashion-y concept stores have like small but interesting fragrance stuff.
Yeah, and some up-and-comers too. I feel like now that fragrance is so booming for everyone, it's hard to find a true like up-and-comer because something is somewhere. But yeah, I think that they are a good one. Also, you mentioned Printemps.
Yeah, that's like Financial District downtown.
Yeah.
Like Wall Street.
Yeah.
Printemps is a big fancy French department store that opened downtown, and they apparently have a sprawling beauty section.
I've not been yet, but the whole thing is
cool.
It's like half museum, half art gallery. Like it is very designed to the nines.
Yeah.
And I can't speak to their perfume offering, but I really want to. So maybe we should go. We'll record live from Printemps.
We're going to go there eventually. I feel like I've already been invited to so many events there that I haven't gone to, but they're going to continue to do shit there.
Yeah.
I actually remember the last time I was in Paris in like literally 2013 shopping at the Printemps in, I don't know, their main, the Times Square of Paris, whatever that district is, whatever that arrondissement is. And this woman, this staff member, like following me around thinking I was shoplifting. And I was like,
oh, were you?
No, actually.
For once.
For once. And I was like carrying this wallet that I was going to buy. And she like in French just kept yelling at me. She's like, you must buy it now. And I was like, why?
That's so odd.
It was really weird.
Huh. Are you ready to go to Williamsburg?
Let's do it. Okay. Let's take the JM.
Yes. Unfortunately, you have to take the train.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We love public transportation. No, don't take an Uber.
Don't take an Uber.
Go ahead, take the train. It's fine.
Yeah.
Get off at Bedford.
If you take the L, get off at Bedford. If you take the JM, get off at Marcy.
Yes. I would start at DS and Durga. Now, they have a few stores in New York, and they're all cool. I just think that I prefer the Williamsburg one.
The Williamsburg one's cozy.
Yeah.
Nice.
They have that big antler chandelier. Yeah. They've got nice built-in shelving. They've got their little window in the back that will... They'll let you step around, too. If you know what you're looking for and it's discontinued or limited edition, they don't have it. They probably have it behind the counter, and they'll let you sniff. They're cool.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone who works there is, like, super friendly and nice.
Yeah, just nice. I love stuff.
Yeah, North 6th Street is, like, Perfume Row in Williamsburg.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
That's where they have Le Labo.
Diptyque is close.
It's close. It's on North 4th and Bedford.
Yeah.
What else do they have?
If you Chanel. Must. Yeah. No, it didn't.
And Hermes. No, it's still there. The Chanel beauty store is still there.
Okay, maybe not. They do, if you must, they have Glossier.
They have Glossier.
And you can smell Glossier, which smells nothing like you, as we've discussed. And
what else? North 6 has... They have Cos House Sounds now.
Okay.
Yeah. Cos, yep. C-O-S.
They have fragrance now. Yes.
And the fragrances are nice. It's very... There's four of them, and it's very... Here's the floral. Here's the bourbon.
Yeah.
Here's the Zantal. It's like very like, these are the fashion scents.
Yeah.
But they're nice. Yeah. Sure. If you go down to North 3rd, they have Aesop. If you go to North 5th, go to Design Collab.
Yes.
And
yes.
They have a very small collection. They have obvious parfums. They have some BDK.
Yep.
They have some other stuff I've never heard of.
Yeah. Designers Collab is a vintage furniture store plus
everything's
like
a bajillion dollars.
Cute things.
Yeah. Everything's gorgeous and a bajillion dollars.
It's not that. Yeah. The furniture is expensive. The fun stuff is not.
Tchotchkes.
Yeah. Lots of.
And they have a little cafe in the front, which is nice.
The cafe is very cool. Yeah. By then, you're going to be a little tired, so you'll need a little espresso.
Yeah.
Then I think they're going to end up at Stell.
Oh, they're definitely going to end up at Stell. I'm just trying to remember what's in between there. Because I've lived in Williamsburg for how long? And even then I walk around because I don't really go to the north side that much. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, this is here? Mm-hmm. This is here now?
Yeah.
There was some other store that opened recently that I was like, what? Oh, they're opening an Abercrombie here.
What?
Yeah.
Don't go there.
On North 6th, which I'm just like, crazy. But then it's like, you've got a Madewell and you've got an Everlane. Why not?
That's true.
What's next? Give me a Uniqlo.
Give me an Ulta in Williamsburg. Yeah. God damn it.
Give me an Ulta. Give me a Uniqlo. Give me an H&M.
We don't need an Hermes. We need an Ulta.
Yeah. There's never anyone in the Hermes store. It's so sad.
No, why would
there be? There's 50 guys in suits and no customers.
And security. I'm like, you're good.
Yeah.
It's a day off for you.
Yeah. What else in Williamsburg? Williamsburg has like little shoppy shops too.
Of course.
Like Catbird.
Yes.
Where they have some set stuff there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for the perfume mecca of Williamsburg, obviously it's going
to
be Stell.
It's Stell. And it's really just the perfume mecca period, to be honest. All of what I love about, not that we haven't talked about them enough, but like everyone who works there is just so passionate about fragrance and loves to talk about it and loves to introduce you to new things. Yeah. So I would definitely end there. It will be well worth your while.
Absolutely. And they have a lot of shit too that you will not find
anywhere
in the US.
Yeah. Anywhere.
Yeah. They have brands from China, from Eastern Europe, from
Tasmania,
from Finland. There's just so much stuff you won't find elsewhere.
Yeah.
Which is very
cool.
And
they have Die Hot with a Vengeance by Sable Young.
Exactly, which you also won't find elsewhere,
which
except
is
for my website.
Still, Die Hot with a Vengeance is still the top-selling fragrance at Stell. They just told me last night.
They did?
Yes.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Okay. Maybe I will have to do. I'm not doing anything fucking else with my life, so I may as well just do a second run.
Actually, they asked me if you were going to do a second order.
I want to, and I also want to do it a little differently.
How do you mean?
More sizes. I know everyone says that they undercut your profit.
Sure.
But I also feel like if you sell 5 10 milliliter travel sizes for $40, $50, that's a bomb. I don't know. I personally also thought a perfume oil would be cool, but no one fucks with perfume oils. I feel like perfume oils are a hard sell. And I remember saying that to Jake and Matt, and they were like, yeah, nobody cares about perfume oils. And I was like, okay.
Fuck.
Or like solids, like nobody cares.
Not a solid. Yeah. No.
Solids are kind of messy. Because you got to put your finger in it. But a roll-on would be chic.
Mm-hmm.
I also have an idea for a second fragrance, but...
Well, that's what I said. I was like, I think she would do something new sooner than she'd do another Die Hot.
Agree.
I didn't want to speak for you.
The thing about it is that the bottle in my mind is so specific that I'm like, I need design help on this. Mm. Like, I need someone who can help me do a custom bottle. And there are ways around it. Like, the more we talk to perfume people, the more we're like, oh, they did a custom bottle. They did a custom bottle, like Gumamina, Clue. So it's like, depending on what resources sure. you have and what people who are makers, there are so many possible avenues that aren't an insanely high MOQ
yeah.
from some expensive company from China, which we can't order for anymore anyway. Yeah. So it will have to be USA made. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've told a couple of people about it, but I do have a specific idea for a fragrance that is bottle design dependent for me personally.
They asked me when I was doing one and I was like, I'm going to leave that to her for now. I think my thing is like what I would put out is not what people are expecting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I would put out, but it wouldn't be like the pink fantasy that people yeah. are thinking.
Oh, fair.
The label yeah, would probably yeah, yeah. be, but the scent would not be.
Yeah. I don't know. Should we start a brand? Oh, fuck. I'm just like, I don't know what to do with my life, so.
Let's start a brand.
I feel like that's what so many people do in this state, in this economy.
Before doing anything of that nature, I would wait for this bubble to burst, to be honest.
Dude, for real. You know? I need the next administration to happen.
Yeah.
I need things to stabilize. I need, yeah. I also, there's so many creative things I want to explore that... I had another kind of product idea that was perfume adjacent, but
ooh.
That I think is actually, I'm like, ooh, this is unique and no one's done it yet. And I should probably get the jump on it before somebody does it because it's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it's like such an obvious idea that I was like, why has no one thought about this?
Tell me when we're off.
Yeah, okay.
Because people be.
All of my great ideas, I'm like, it's so simple. How has no one done this?
Yeah.
Yeah, my other, no one did that either. So.
Think of it as there's just so few.
I know.
White spaces anymore.
Yeah.
Everyone's done everything.
Yeah. That's the problem. And I was thinking about this with our brand apocalypse that we're in now, too many brands. And that's why everyone has to be a fucking face of a brand. They have to get an influencer or celebrity to do it because they're like, we have to make the brand a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why don't you just make something good that people need and want and enjoy using, aka a la Touchland?
Yeah.
Hello, $1 billion exit.
Yeah, real.
And like, of course, yes, that works for a figure like Hailey Bieber, too, just because she is who Hailey she Bieber, is and right. is so widely beloved. I'm not that. So I have to go a different way. Right. I have to make useful things, unfortunately for me. But I also don't believe in making things just for having a brand. Like yeah. It would have to be useful. It would have to be something unique that you can't get elsewhere.
Totally.
So
totally.
Yeah. That's my thing with that.
Yeah. I think it's a scary time to start a brand right now. And yes. a lot of people are. And shout out to them. Like I wouldn't want to be in their shoes.
But yeah, there are things that I think about and. I think just because it's impossible for me to ask for help. So I'm like, I have to do everything myself. That's why they don't happen. So I need to work on that. That's my personal growth journey.
Work on it.
Please.
Where are they ending? Right. Where are they having dinner?
Okay. This is a you question. You're in Williamsburg. This is my hood. Go to Mogador.
I think
you can't go wrong with Mogador. It's funny because it's been around for ages and it's a widely beloved Moroccan restaurant. They have amazing tagine. They have amazing... Everything's fucking good there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful space. And it's a very homey crowd. It's not like a hype spot, which I like. It is always busy.
It's always busy.
It's yeah. always busy, but that's because the food's fucking good.
Right.
You can go there. You can go to...
Cafe Colette. Which is...
I think they're mid, honestly, but I think it's a cute spot.
They are.
I think their food is mid.
If you want like a martini and fries, yep. which I always yep. do, yep. I would go there. It's a cute place to get a drink, I would say.
Yes, yes,
yeah. I wouldn't...
People love Hotel Del Mano for like drinks as well.
Yeah.
That's like across...
It's across
corner
the street, yeah.
To Colette.
Go to Five Leaves. Then you're in my hood.
Five Leaves. Five Leaves for brunch. Now we're just like, have a whole meeting plan. Forma Pasta Factory.
The way you love Forma, and I've never
Dude,
been.
It's fucking good and it's
in?
Cheap.
You can eat in.
Okay. So it's like an order at the counter situation. Then you grab a number and you like find a table. But they do homemade pastas there. It's crazy because the pasta is as good as like the $30 pasta places, but it's so cheap. It's like fast casual and they have a lot of sides that are great, desserts. It's just such a good meal and it's cheap. Their pasta dishes are like $13, $14, which like you won't find anywhere
right.
for homemade pasta. It's insane. Right. And they do have gluten-free options.
There you go.
Their Acre. I love Acre for... brunch because it closed at 4, but their karage and salmon bentos, it's just so fucking good, man. And again, the space is really cool. They have a little shoppy shop in the front where you can buy like overpriced Japanese ceramics.
Yeah.
Also get the mango matcha latte.
There you go.
They have little pastries. It's just, again, you're going to have a good meal there.
Yeah.
It will be $24, but you will have a good What else?
Lalaconda is a border.
I've never been there.
It's really good. It's this little Italian hole in the wall that no one cares about. It's so good. We love that place. And I feel like I'm always traipsing around here.
Burano for pasta.
Oh, Burano. There we go. That's the go to Burano.
More expensive, but also unique. Like the Saffron Gili pasta. If you want to eat a pasta that tastes like perfume, get the Saffron Gili.
You will not have a better meal than Burano.
Yeah. Every time I've gone there, it's like a kooky experience with the wait staff. But I'm like, the food's so good that I was like, I'll tolerate it.
I would agree.
I was like, it's giving Coke energy, but the food's good.
Not always for me, but yes. Also, the space is beautiful.
The space is cool, yeah. What else around there? Butler Cafe is great for pastries and coffee.
You are like their brand ambassador.
Love them. They brought back the herb and chili scone. So that's my favorite thing in the world.
Misi, if you're really trying to stunt.
I think they're overrated and too salty.
They are deeply too salty.
Why has no one said this?
Yeah.
But what the heck? They have another location on Grand Street that's just like a pasta place.
Oh, I've never been there. Yeah, it's like a pasta like shop.
It's a shop and then you can eat in, but they don't have many seats.
That stresses me out.
But yeah, that would stress me out. But it's like a nice little like pasta deli.
Yeah.
Two Hands. I do love Two Hands. It's a little Australian cafe. That's not that little. It's in one of those condo buildings at the top of Domino Park.
Oh.
But great for brunch.
Okay, brewery fire round. Go to other half on Domino Park. Go to Keg and Lantern on South 4th. Go to Talaya. Just go to Talaya, actually. Then we're done. Because they're all closing.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff in Williamsburg. If you want pizza, go to Linda Street. Personally, I think Skip Finney.
Don't go to Linda Street.
No, it's so good, though.
I'm not sending these people anywhere where they're going to have to wait in a line.
Go on a weekday early.
Okay, fine.
There will not be a line.
Okay.
I go when I walk past it, which is often, and I see that there's no line, which is, on a weekday, pretty often.
That's fair.
Just don't go during mealtimes. Yeah. That's it. And the staff there is so nice.
Yeah.
And so they have this rule because they also have this amazing olive oil cake that I will, if I'm not getting pizza, I'll just jump in to get a slice of olive oil cake.
I've never had it.
Yeah. And they have on their menu, it's if you're getting dessert, go to the front of the line just to get you in and out. Cute. And I'm like, I don't want to anger all these people.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
Just to be like, me and my dessert.
Too anxious.
Like, I just can't, It's too small of a space for me to feel comfortable doing that. Yep. But like the last time I did that, this guy was like, dude, just come to the front of the line. I was like, no, you don't understand.
I have to wait. Welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York, our abridged perfume shopping day.
Yes.
That's to me, that's a weekend. It's a long fucking day.
Yeah.
Wear comfortable shoes.
Yes. Yes. And drink water. Drink champagne.
That's an ambitious day of shopping.
Yeah. Maybe ambitious for some. Don't put it past me.
I also think when you're sightseeing, you have more energy to do shit. Like you're in a new space and you're like, wow.
Honestly, like nothing energizes me though. Like a beautiful New York afternoon.
Agree.
That sounded really lame. I'm sorry.
It always robs me because I'm like, somehow we spent $30.
Oh, please.
It's like sunny and 65. There goes $50.
But what have I done?
It's an expensive city to wake up in, but a very pleasurable one.
Yes. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Let us know your favorite spots to pop into, perfume or otherwise. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you're coming to New York this summer, let us know where you shop. Let us know if you discover any scents you love.
Yeah.
Or just the scent of New York itself, which proceed at your own risk.
I'm sure we are missing some gems that just we just didn't think of or we forgot or aren't aware of. So like definitely tell us if there's a cool perfume spot in New York that we've missed.
That's a great thing about New York, though. It's like always revealing itself to you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I love a word of mouth. Yeah.
What are the girls saying?
Anyway, you can find us at our website, smellyoulater.live, where you can find our merch. You can leave us a voice, the aforementioned voice note. Follow us on Instagram. We're at smellyoulater.mp3. I'm at Sable Tooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.